You're listening to CMDA Matters, the weekly podcast of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations, and I'm your host, Dr. Mike Chupp. This week, I have two special guests from Chicago who are both leaders of the Lawndale Christian Health Center on the near west side of the Windy City. Well, one of the incredible blessings of my own career was serving with over 700 staff in a hospital in rural Kenya called Tenwick Hospital, where our motto, painted both on the huge water tower out front as well as the front gate, was and continues to be, "We treat, Jesus heals." For us, it was like a battle cry, our banner of ministry. Well, today you're going to hear from Pastor James Brooks and Dr. Daisy Dowell, who daily oversee patient and staff care in a multi-site, multi-specialty clinic in a very challenging and yet very rewarding patient care environment. They also point people to Jesus Christ, the great physician, while caring for a whole array of mental, physical, and social needs. I invite you now to listen in on my conversation with two inspiring servants of Christ in healthcare who are on the front lines in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, I'm excited to welcome to CMDA Matters today a wonderful duo from Chicago, from the West Side, from Lawndale Christian Healthcare Center. With me is Reverend James Brooks, who's a summa cum laude graduate of Concordia University, where he majored in organizational management. He also has a master's of divinity degree from Northern Theological Seminary. He also completed his youth and theology certification at Princeton Theological Seminary and Clinical Pastoral Education Unit at the University of Illinois Medical Center, not very far from, I'm guessing, from where he is now. He's currently a doctoral student at Northern Theological Seminary. Well, he's joining us today because he serves as the Chief Ministry Officer at Lawndale Christian Health Center in Chicago, Illinois. He's happily married to his beautiful wife, Jacqueline, who is a registered nurse. And I hear that you have two brilliant and energetic daughters named Jayla and Janae. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
You got them.
And they are actively serving in vital ministries of the church. Well, my other guest today from the Lawndale Christian Healthcare Center is Dr. Daisy Dowell, who is the site clinical director of the Homan Square branch of Lawndale. Dr. Dowell got her bachelor's degree in biology from Loyola University and later her medical degree from the University of Illinois in 2003. And then after that, she completed a pediatric residency at the University of Chicago's Comer Children's Hospital in 2006. So she's a pediatrician, serves in primary care at Lawndale. Nationally, she's been a member for quite a number of years with Christian Community Health Fellowship, one of our sister partner ministry organizations. And she's actually been on their board for 4 years and is currently the CCHF board chair. Well, it has been a pretty challenging year there in the near west side of Chicago with challenges with COVID, because we know that the COVID has hit particularly hard in the African-American community, especially among the inner city population. So as we get launched here, what does COVID look like for Lawndale?
Well, especially now when we're seeing an uptick in our numbers, it's very concerning. Many of the health disparities that we knew about during this COVID time, we are finding that it's being revealed even more, how our residents lack healthcare, being under a primary care physician, the lack of quality grocery stores. Lawndale is considered to be a food desert. So healthy eating is hard to come by. So we are in crisis here in the city. And I'm glad that Lawndale Christian Health Center here as a community health center is proximate to the community and serving those that are most marginalized.
Lawndale has a long history in serving poor neighborhoods in Chicago. Can you talk to us about how Lawndale got launched a number of decades ago? Who started it? How it got started? What was the mission from the beginning?
Yeah, well, Lawndale Christian Health Center was birthed out of Lawndale Community Church. The pastor is Wayne Gordon, a well-known pastor, affectionately known as Coach. He came here in 1976, he and his wife. They came to teach school, actually, at the local high school. He was also the football coach, and he started a weightlifting and Bible class together. And that's how Lawndale Community Church got started in 1978.
I read something, Pastor Brooks, about a basketball court or something that a city official was driving by and saw some kids trying to develop a basketball court. And boom, God raised up a Christian healthcare center.
Coach was, you know, they were trying to get, you know, a basketball court. And Coach's philosophy sometimes is anything worth doing is worth doing poorly at first. So you should see the pictures of this basketball court. I wouldn't want to play on it. My knees would not survive. But yeah, the kids, the teenagers got busy in digging up the court to make it a better space. And Chicago Bears found out about it. And just all these folks from different areas helped join in that task. And here we are now in the same building as our main clinic at 3860 West Ogden. So it's amazing.
That's a great story. What has evolved over the years in terms of your mission and vision in reaching that community there? I think Austin is the community where you live, Dr. Dowell. Talk to us about its current mission and vision.
So I think that our desire and our vision to really provide more comprehensive services to the community has really been driving us, particularly these last few years. The project that we've done with Botanic Gardens, where we are able to provide hydroponically grown vegetables, and we have a tilapia farm, and just a way to help bring healthy food choices to a food desert. We've also opened a senior day center so that the elders in the community and surrounding area have a safe, healthy place to come and spend time, because many seniors are afraid to leave their homes because of the violence in the community and just not having a means to get there. And so we supply transportation. We also have a very active and thriving and growing mobile health department. And so we've been very much involved in providing care for those who are homeless at a variety of shelters around Chicago, and particularly on the west side as well. Dental, optometry are also very strong ministries that are very much a part of Lawndale. And then for many of us providers, a godsend has really been our behavioral health department. Mm-hmm. We just could not really practice and serve like we do were it not for them being there to help provide such needed services.
Well, for either one of you, over the last 4 to 6 months, I know there have been different kinds of challenges, including I got an email from Mr. Steve Noblett, the executive director of CCHF, since you're chairman of his board, I'm guessing you're pretty good friends, Dr. Dowell. But this email certainly caused many of us here at CMDA to get on our knees and pray for you because of some violence that was erupting right there. I guess Lawndale is at the intersection of a couple of different ethnic communities, and there was a fair amount of violence happening. And does that happen very often? Was this sort of an unusual spike for you in terms of activities in the community, violence happening near your clinics?
I think because of COVID and just the stress that people were going on under, you know, violence has spiked in our community because people are just overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. So we're blessed to be right in the middle of two communities. It's North Lawndale and South Lawndale, or we call it Little Village, where that's primarily Latino. And we are African American over on North Lawndale side. And tensions got pretty high because false narratives that were portrayed on social media. Mm-hmm. And that caused some of our young people to act in irrational ways. But however, thank God for the church. There are many church leaders that stepped up.
Awesome.
To bring peace, got right in the middle of it. And it was amazing. You know, a week, maybe a couple of days after one incident that really spiked the violence, how the churches brought Latinos and Blacks together, and we marched together, and we shared in fellowship with one another. So, yeah, there was a tense moment there, but God's people responded in a major way.
Praise God. Praise God. The three R's are something that I think that CCHF as well as Lawndale is very important. And could you explain to our listeners what the three R's represent?
So the three R's are relocation, reconciliation, and redistribution. Relocation is really moving into the community. John 1:14, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Eugene Peterson translates it, the word became flesh and moved into the neighborhood. So it's really becoming proximate to the pain, not running from the pain, but being the church is called to be hands and feet of Christ. We are first responders. And so that's relocation. Reconciliation, we're called to be reconciled to God, which is the vertical, but the horizontal, be reconciled also to one another. So Brenda Salter McNeil, in one of her books, she says, if you only have one plane of the cross, you don't have a cross, you have a stick. Mm-hmm. So we are called to love God and love people. And then redistribution. John Perkins says this all the time. Give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. Teach a man a fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. But however, he finishes it off like this. The question at the end of the day is, who owns the pond that they're fishing from? Mm-hmm. Right? Uh-huh. So it's how do we build up indigenous leaders? How do we give those that would not normally have an opportunity an opportunity? So those are the three R's.
Very good. Thank you.
That's my take on that. Relocation also has to consider those of us who are stayers or remainers, which is another unofficial R, but also doing those same kinds of things and, you know, leading by example and remaining and helping to give people opportunities to experience those.
How large is your medical staff, and what's the diversity of specialties? And I understand a very diverse staff that work there at Lawndale.
In terms of providers, we are somewhere around 150 or so. We have over 500 staff members. Wow. We have five clinic sites, and each site kind of has its own personality. I'm at the North Lawndale Home and Square site, which is primarily an African-American community. Many of those patients do come from my home neighborhood of Austin, Garfield Park, some of the surrounding communities that I've also either served or worshiped or lived in as well. And so it's pretty diverse. We have a pretty significant Hispanic population. And then we have people who come from, you know, even the suburbs who just want Christian physicians or to receive Christian care. So there is some diversity.
Would you say that most of your staff are homegrown from the Chicago area, trained in the Chicago area and stay? Or you say there's people from all over the U.S. who come and work at Lawndale?
People from all over the U.S., you know, answer the call and come to serve. But we do have a very significant percentage of staff, particularly support staff, that are, you know, kind of homegrown and from the Chicagoland area.
Well, Pastor Brooks, what has been your greatest challenge in doing ministry at Lawndale Center?
Wow. Oftentimes, you know, I get to be a pastor to our providers, to all of our staff, but specifically our providers. And many times what I find that our providers deal with is living vicariously in the pain of their patients. And what comes along with that is compassion fatigue, sometimes burnout. So my job is to be a reminder to stay connected to Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. Because John 15:5 tells us, apart from Christ, you can do nothing.
Amen.
Right? So I look at myself as a pointer or a reminder that Jesus is the one that will sustain. He's the one who has called you to it, and he is the one that will sustain you through it.
Now, Pastor James, how do you divide your time between engaging ministry in the community as opposed to ministry to the staff like Dr. Dowell and all of the staff, and then ministry to patients, sharing the gospel, doing ministry with the patients in the various sites? Obviously, you're one man. You can't cover all of those things.
Yeah, I think my word that I like to use is integration. Everything around here is integrated. You know, we have staff members that attend my church, that attend a local church that I know the pastor and we're good friends. We have patients the same way who attend our church, that attend a local church. And, you know, it's, we're all integrated. It's almost like a huge parish and I'm just one of the pastors. Mm-hmm. So I don't feel isolated on this journey. We're in this together. Our model for pastoral care is a little bit different. Like you said, I'm one person, right? My role then is to equip our staff and encourage our staff to provide spiritual care for our patients. So everybody has the responsibility. And part of that is, you know, that's why we have to be careful on who we bring on the team, because we know they have those responsibilities of caring for the spiritual needs of our patients.
How do you actually equip your staff to do that kind of, not all of them necessarily, even though you recruit good people, are going to be prepared to do the kind of spiritual ministry, Dr. Dow or Pastor Brooks, that you'd really like to see them doing?
It actually starts in the interview process. We cannot discriminate on who we hire, but we can ask if they have certain skills. We can determine if a person can work here, if they have the skill or not. Do they have a skill to lift 40 pounds? Do they have the skill to pray with the patient, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Because that's an expectation. And then once a person in the interview says, I have that skill, the next question I would ask as a follow-up, because every employee has to go through either myself or our CEO, Bruce Miller. And our follow-up questions for that person who has the skill to pray for our patient is, how do you develop that skill? And we want to hear, hey, I'm in a small group at my church. Hey, this is what I'm doing with my church. And that will give us insight whether or not, you know, they would be a good fit for our mission. And I need to be clear about our mission. And it's to show and share the love of Jesus by promoting wellness and providing quality and affordable health care to Lawndale and our neighboring communities. So really having people from the beginning understand that this is what we have an expectation. Now, is it perfect? No. But it's having folks, leaders like Daisy Dow, Dr. Dow, who mentors you know, our staff and prays for our staff and sets the example by living the life in front of them.
So Dr. Dow, how has the pandemic really affected both medical care and spiritual care over the last, say, 9 months?
It's had a tremendous effect, and not just negatively. I think that a lot of good and positive things have come out of it as well. So I guess I'll start off with the first part of that being that people are really struggling with anxiety and a variety of underlying mental health conditions seem to be getting unroofed. So for example, in PEDS, I always have had a good number of abuse cases, but I'm finding that number is climbing rapidly during the pandemic. Many inequities are magnified and much more visible, from education for the children who may or may not have what they need to do e-learning, all the way up to availability of appointments, which were already sometimes challenging to get with specialists for our patient population. Now, you know, those kinds of things are even more of a challenge. The good things, though, that have come out of it is seeing how families are having to bond together. And sometimes God uses fear to drive people towards the cross.
You bet.
And so when people are afraid, we have that hope that lies within us, that we can share that blessed hope, and we can give a word of encouragement, and we can, you know, cultivate a sense of hope amongst those that we serve. We've also seen God move in some mighty ways, from the Hotel 166 project that we worked on, that Lawndale was a part of, to just seeing how God has provided even financially for the clinic. And, you know, in the midst of a pandemic, and he's just showing himself mighty.
People's resistance to the gospel, I mean, there's obviously going to be a natural resistance from the flesh. How has COVID-19 impacted that, do you feel?
Well, for one thing, it certainly allowed people to see their mortality face to face. I mean, every day they turn the news on, and most people either know someone or has had someone that they know and love die from COVID. And so it opens opportunities for these conversations. You know, what do you think happens after you leave this earth? It can really be an open door for sharing the gospel.
Well, for either one of you, what are your areas of greatest need in terms of recruitment and providing a particular area for professionals to do patient care? Is there a specialty or a type of service where you're struggling and would like for our listeners to hear, here's some needs at Lawndale that maybe someone would be able to meet or to share with a friend, another professional in their network about your needs?
Whosoever will, let them come. We have room. There is room. There is room at the cross. So behavioral health, we're always looking for help with psychologists who want to come and be a part of the team. Of course, providers, any specialties. You know, I believe our orthopedic surgeon just retired. He was doing some volunteer time here. So if we have a orthopedic surgeon that wants to come and spend a couple of hours here, we'll welcome that. Just whoever has a medical background, even our frontline staff, we're always looking for medical assistance. We're looking for registration reps. And these could be young people that they're trying to feel their way through whether medicine is the route to go, and why not get paid while you try to figure that out.
You bet.
So yeah, definitely. But like I said before, we want you to love and show and share the love of Jesus. And we don't apologize about that.
Oh, amen.
And if I were to add something, I would say an EMT would definitely be welcome. And again, to reiterate what Pastor Brooks said about our frontline staff, we really want people who are sold out and excited and love the Lord coming in with whatever gifts that they have to serve.
Well, this morning I got up and spent some time with the Lord, both of you, and I was thinking about our conversation today. There was actually an orthopedic verse, Pastor Brooks, that came to my mind since I've done a fair amount of bone surgery in my career. It's an orthopedic psalm, if you will, Psalm 35:10, which David says, "With every bone in my body, I will praise you, Lord." With every bone, I will praise you. But then he goes on, he's talking about the hands and feet of Christ through Lawndale Christian Community Health Center, because he says, Lord, who can compare with you? Who else rescues the helpless from the strong? Who else rescues the helpless and the poor from those who rob them? And so clearly from all I've read about Lawndale and know about you, you're the hands and feet. That's how God is like nobody else, because he uses his servants like Dr. Dowell and Pastor Brooks and all of your wonderful staff there at Lawndale. So I want to thank you today for joining me on CMDA Matters. I know that the CCHF network, I think there are well over 200 clinics spread across the country that are trying to represent our Lord Jesus very well, be his ambassadors in whatever you do and say. So may God bless you. But I pray one of these days I'll get to come to your CCHF annual meeting there in Cincinnati and get to meet both of you in person.
We look forward to it. Thank you for having
me. That would be awesome. Let's do more things together.
Well, if you were touched by the mission of Lawndale Christian Health Center, I want to encourage you to visit lawndale.org online. You can learn more about it and find out ways to help by volunteering or donating. Maybe you've considered a similar career to Dr. Daisy Dowell, using your healthcare expertise to serve the marginalized in Christ's name. Our CMDA placement service can help you discover where God might be leading you to serve. CMDA placement service assists with the placement of Christian healthcare professionals throughout the United States. We assist many entities such as hospitals, independent practices, FQHCs, and various practices, as well as organizations serving the marginalized and indigent populations in both rural as well as urban communities. We have various listings available, and if you feel led to live missionally and serve the poor in a part-time or a full-time practice of medicine as a physician or PA or a nurse practitioner or as a dentist, please just contact CMDA Placement Service at 888-690-9054, or just register online. Go to cmda.org/placement. perhaps you have lived in a racially homogenous neighborhood all of your life, or have never spent much time in the inner city. You know, here in Bristol, where I live, many people have their own gardens and there are farms on either side of the highway. The concept that Dr. Dow referred to of food desert is quite foreign to many people across this country. If this interview got your attention, I encourage you to read How Neighborhoods Are Making Us Sick by Veronica Squires and Brianna Lathrop. This book will open your eyes to the many ways that our communities and our social environments can impact not just our mental, but our physical health. Buildings with mold trigger asthma and other respiratory conditions. Geographic lack of access to food and healthcare increases childhood mortality, studies show. As healthcare professionals, we believe that everyone deserves the opportunity for good health. How Neighborhoods Are Making Us Sick uncovers how the decisions that we and our patients make and the actions that we take can promote the health of our neighbors. I had the opportunity a couple of years ago to hear the Reverend John M. Perkins speak at a local church here in Bristol, and I was inspired. I encourage you to check out his book, Dream With Me, Race, Love, and the Struggle We Must Win, or his most recent book entitled One Blood, Parting Words to the Church on Race and Love. Raised by his sharecropping grandparents, Perkins fled Mississippi in 1947 after his brother was fatally shot by a police officer. He led voter registration efforts in 1964, worked for school desegregation in 1967, and was imprisoned and tortured in 1970. Through it all, he has remained determined to seek justice and reconciliation based in Christ's redemptive work. I know that you will be blessed and encouraged by what Reverend John Perkins says in one of these books. You can get a copy of one or all of these books at cmda.org/store or just by calling 888-230-2637 today. Well, by God's grace, and through partners and friends like all of you listening, last week I announced that we were able to fully meet the matching gift and reach our December goal that we had set of $275,000. God's word says that He is able to do immeasurably more than all that we can ask or think, according to His power that is at work within us. And through the generosity of friends and champions and members of CMDA like you, God poured out so much generosity, making this one of the best Decembers in giving ever for the ministry. And hear this, God brought in for CMDA in the month of December $678,566 given to advance the many ministries of your CMDA. Hallelujah, friends of CMDA, and thank you. I have so much joy right now, knowing that CMDA has the prayer and financial support to fully engage in the work of changing hearts in healthcare in 2021. I'm reminded when Paul wrote to the generous church at Corinth, "Whoever sows generously will reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly, not under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." On behalf of the Board of Trustees and our many ministry staff, thank you for letting us know that CMDA matters to you. We look forward to celebrating how the Lord uses your outpouring of generosity to transform lives through the many ministries of your CMDA in 2021. Just a few announcements before I close. It's almost time for the 501 Foundations for Christian Coaching February 1st through March 8th. I've signed up for this training. I've been waiting for a long time. It will help equip you to help colleagues out of burnout, help patients own and achieve their own health goals, as well as increase your impact as you draw out and maximize the potential in others. Registration is open to all healthcare professionals, as well as students, spouses, and others who work with healthcare professionals. You want to keep your eyes open for CMDA and DTS Dialogues, Healthcare and Theology Learning Together. This online webinar will be with the Hendricks Center at Dallas Theological Seminary Wednesday, February 10th at 12:30 p.m. We will host our second quarterly webinar entitled Engaging with Beginning of Human Life. One of the speakers will be our very own CMDA Senior Vice President, Dr. Jeff Barrows. If you'd like more information and to register, just visit cmda.org/DTS webinar today. Few of us expected the pandemic to still be disrupting our lives 1 year after it started here in the U.S., but God, He's still with us. Walking through COVID-19 with Jesus is a half-day virtual conference event that our Women Physicians in Christ Ministry will be hosting on February 20th. You can also register for that conference online. The National Convention, long-awaited, is quickly approaching. Our Board of Trustees will actually be making a decision this week about whether we host our annual meeting in person, virtually, or some sort of hybrid event. And I'll be happy to share those details with you next week. We do have a great lineup of plenary speakers and breakout sessions this year, including Reverend Al Mohler, Dr. Alveda King, author Philip Yancey, and our Bible teacher back again this year, Reverend Burt Jones. It's always an amazing time to connect and fellowship with each other. So just stay tuned for more details, and I encourage you to participate in whatever way you are comfortable and whatever way our Board of Trustees decides to move forward. You can find out more information and register for any or all of these events at cmda.org/events, or you can find links in the show notes if you're listening online. As a Christian Healthcare Professional Association, we agree that it is important to prioritize bringing hope and healing to those that lack medical or dental care access, whether here in the States, across the street, or around the world abroad. That is what Pastor Brooks and Dr. Daisy Dowell and the other staff of the Lawndale Clinic in Chicago are doing every single day. When that can be done with an intentional integration of soul care and healthcare, it is a powerful way to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. I wake up every day and pray that the imitation of the great physician matters to our CMDA members, and that it will always matter to CMDA and CMDA Matters. Thanks for listening today. God willing, I'll be back next week with a most unusual guest. I will be interviewing Orthodox Jewish Rabbi Yaakov Menken, one of the leaders of the Coalition for Jewish Values. You won't want to miss that conversation next week. Bye for now.
This podcast has been a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members, and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.